You're listening to another AppleViz podcast.
Hello, I'm Lisa Salinger, and I'm here today to share with you a few things regarding my Apple TV and some unusual situations. First, some people ask me, why would you want an Apple TV when your phone or your iDevice of any flavor could basically do the same things? And for me, there were a few reasons, and each person's will vary. First of all, I had some students of mine ask me if I had an Apple TV and if I could teach its use. Second of all, I heard that some apps were easier to use, and I wanted to give it a try. I do find that the interface is very simple, and it is another entryway or entry place for new users who might want to use iOS to explore the process. Granted, without the skills and the prior knowledge, they might need some help setting it up, or they might choose to get some help so as to prolong their patience and sanity. Even so, it is doable for a new person. It just might be a little difficult. Another reason that people want to get Apple TVs, although this is not my situation, is that they live with others who are sighted. And while I don't have a problem watching a movie on my small iPhone display because I'm not watching at all, those with sight generally tend to take exception to such a small screen. When I wanted to get an Apple TV, I ran into a problem, and that is that while my TV has an HDMI port on it that I could use, two in fact, but the menu was not accessible. Basically, what happened is that for me to set it to HDMI output or standard, there was no way to count button presses or to gain any useful information that would allow me to do this independently. That left me with three options. One was to dedicate the TV specifically to Apple TV. I didn't really want to do this because I don't need more than one TV in my home. At least that's my feeling. Also, my TV has the sound of a tin can, maybe a little better, but not all that much. I wasn't that concerned with audio because I mostly just use it for news. I could have gotten some sort of soundbar or home theater system, but I really didn't have the need or the desire to do that. My second option was to have someone set it for me every time. Since I do not have a handy house elf, this was not much of an option either. This brought me to my third option, and my main reason for recording this podcast. I heard that it was possible to connect my fourth generation Apple TV to a stereo, but how to do this wasn't obvious. I have a Bose SoundDock 3, which is what I wanted to use to play the Apple TV, and it has one 3.5 millimeter jack in the back where I can plug something in. And that's about it. Of course, the only thing that the Apple TV has in the way of plugs and such is a USB Type-C port for diagnostics, a power connection, and an HDMI connection. I did some research on the AppleViz website and other places and found out that there are HDMI converters, and I purchased one by Tendac. The name is incredibly long, so my best suggestion to you is to consult the show notes. It is listed here on Amazon as the Tendak, T-E-N-D-A-K, 4K by 2K, HDMI to HDMI and optical Toslink, SPDIF plus 3.5 millimeter stereo audio extractor converter, HDMI audio splitter adapter. So that is the whole entire name of the thing, and I found that this was what I needed. I had purchased an HDMI cable because I knew I would need one to connect to my Apple TV. I was not initially sure if I would need a Toslink cable or not, but I did not. When I got my converter box, it came with two cables. One basically has a 3.5 millimeter input that goes into the converter box, and then left and right stereo plugs to go into a stereo. This will work for many stereos with left and right inputs. However, mine did not have one. Because of this, I used the cable that came with my Amazon Echo, which just has a 3.5 millimeter tip ring sleeve plug on either end. It basically feels like the plug that goes into a standard headphone jack. However, this will vary depending on the stereo that you have and the jacks that you have. The other cord that I got was a little confusing to me. It was standard USB on one end and USB micro on the other end. But I initially did not think I needed this. Unfortunately, the instructions for this thing do not scan well. And when they do, the English is less than letter perfect. At any rate, something in the manual jarred something in my mind, and I realized, oh, I need to plug this into either a wall outlet or my computer because this little box needs power. I didn't realize this because they did not send me some sort of plug that plugged into the wall and into which I could plug the standard end of the USB connector. This is becoming more common, and I should have realized this. Once I did, everything went fairly well, and I'm happy to say that my Apple TV now plays through my stereo. Let me describe this little 10-DAC box a little bit more carefully so that you can have an idea, if you want to go this route, of what you are getting. I'm not terribly good with measurements, and I couldn't find any online, but by my best estimate, this box is about 2.5 to 3 inches square and maybe an inch deep. It could certainly fit in the palm of your hand. There is a small protruding switch on the box, and for orientation purposes, I have placed this in the upper right-hand corner. This switch has three positions that control the audio that comes into your stereo. I found that I got audio when using any of them. Directly to the left of the switch is an HDMI port. It's important to note this because there are two of them. This is where you would plug the HDMI cable from your Apple TV to this box. To the left of that is a place where you would plug in the USB micro connector. On the front of the box, the part closest to you, there are also three receptacles. On the left is an HDMI port. Presumably, this means that you could plug this into a monitor or some other device. Don't take my word for that, as I'm not terribly well versed on hardware electronics, but it seems that this would be the case. The center item is where you would plug in your Toslink cable if you wanted to use one. On the very right, in the lower right-hand corner, is the place where you would plug in the cable. And this goes from this little converter box to your stereo. Getting things plugged in correctly and kind of knowing what you're doing is the biggest battle. I had some interesting fun in the process of setting my Apple TV up, and I want to conclude with this in the hope that my experiences will help others. I was told that once the Apple TV had been on for about 30 seconds, you could start the setup process. I tried this process and failed. And unfortunately, what happened to me was that my Apple TV appeared, from all I could tell, to be speaking German. And I was not just in the language selection screen. I had already passed the language selection screen because of my attempts. The Apple TV was up and running. I just wasn't hearing it. It was interpreting the presses from the remote, and it was moving forward without me. There was nothing that I could do, at least at the time, to solve the problem. I called Apple Accessibility, and they suggested a few things. One of them was to unplug it and plug it back in. I did this for about 15-20 seconds. I didn't have much faith in this because prior to calling them, I had left it unplugged for the entire night previous. As I suspected, it did not work, so I planned to get the cable I would need sent from them. While I was waiting, I decided once more to unplug the Apple TV, but this time, I also unplugged the HDMI cable. I left it unplugged for several hours, which was probably much longer than I needed to, but I had some other things I needed to do, and I figured that maybe if I left it alone, it would work properly. When I did plug in the HDMI cable and the power cable, and the Apple TV came up, it was still speaking German. However, this time I heard it say, Afghanistan. And while I was in German, I was back at the language setup screen. Once I was able to find English, I knew I was home free. And from there, while my setup process was a little bit of a challenge because I'm new to the process, it went very smoothly. I hope that my bumps in the road will help someone with my particular setup situation or a similar one to get up and running with this device. It really is quite nice, and I enjoy having the sound of the Apple TV coming out of my Bose, which leaves me free to do other things as needed on my phone. If you have any questions, you're welcome to write to me at lisa@lisasalinger.com. That's lisasalinger.com. Or you may follow me on Twitter at lisasali. Thank you for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by the AppleVis community. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.